Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi there. I'm Cindy Linden, and this is a Cook Along Podcast Quick Bite. When I first began this podcast, I imagined that people would find a recipe on my website, thecookalongpodcast.com. They would decide it sounded good. They would open up the webpage for that recipe, and then they would see all the pictures of what it looked like, and that would help them confirm that that's what they wanted to make. And then they would look at the list of ingredients, and then they would look at the equipment and how long it took and all that stuff. And then they would play the podcast and cook along with me. My assumption was everybody who was listening wanted to cook along with me. I have learned since then that most of you do not cook along with me. You just listen, which is very cool and was pretty exciting for me because I never imagined that that was something people would want to do. But thank you for doing it. I appreciate your enthusiasm for the work that I'm doing and the fun that we're having and the cooking tips I dispense and the good food that we talk about. This is all really fun for me, and I'm having a great time interacting with you guys. There are, however, I hope, some people who actually do want to cook with me. And I've realized that for those of you who do, I was in some kind of fantasy world when I thought you would just be able to start playing the podcast and actually cook along with me and pull out the ingredients and, you know, do all that stuff in real time. The object of the game, as I considered it, was that people who like to cook are people who want to cook. We all see those fabulous videos on YouTube, Facebook, Tasty.co, 12 Tomatoes. Cooking videos are all over. What they tend to do is show you in sort of quick little video bits, all edited into a tight little package, how to make a dish. They're fascinating to watch. Once I get started, I go down the rabbit hole, as it were, of watching cooking videos, reading recipes. I spend many hours a day, it seems, reading about cooking and watching other people do it. But the thing is, if you wanted to do something that you saw on a cooking video along with the person who was making that, it wouldn't be possible. Two reasons for that. First, they edit the heck out of them, so they're just these little tiny bits. It's not like they're showing you all the things that they're going to do in real time. Second, how do you watch a video and cook at the same time? You have to watch what you're doing. So the idea of the Cook Along podcast has always been that you could get the benefits of the how-to of a cooking video without having to focus on somebody else's pictures, but to be able to focus on what's in front of you because all you're doing is listening. That's all well and good. I think that's a cool idea still. However, I realized that it's ridiculous for me to think you can cook along with me just by starting the podcast and listening along. because you're not prepared, right? You don't have the preparation. You don't know what you need. And of course, I tell you in the beginning of the podcast, but are you going to be able to pull everything out and check everything and see what's in your house? I don't think so. Not if you just want to listen to the podcast and cook it. So here's a how-to. I've been thinking about this, and it seems to me this is the way we could do this so that those of you who want to cook along actually can do so. Step one, on your podcast app or your computer or whatever it is you listen to podcasts with, you pick a recipe. Note the name of the recipe. And then step two, head over to thecookalongpodcast.com, which you can do from your phone. So it's not like you have to leave your podcast space to do that. Jump onto there. And then I have a cool little search box that seems to work really well. And just type in a keyword from the recipe. That could be pumpkin or caramel or cheese. Pick a word, type it into that search box, and it will help you find the recipe. Open the recipe and actually read the ingredients and the equipment. Step three, go from there to your pantry, your refrigerator, your freezer, whatever it is, to make sure that you have what you need on hand. Go to the store. If you're determined to make something with me that sounds really good, that's very cool. Go to the store if you have to. It's probably going to be worth it to have that ingredient in the house. Then pull all of that stuff out of their hiding places. Pull them all out, set them on your counter, all the equipment, all the ingredients. And then step four, play the podcast. If you don't play the podcast until after you've visited the website to get all those ingredients, then when I'm telling you the ingredients in the podcast, you can just sort of go through and confirm, yes, there's that item, yep, I'm good, I got all those things. All right, let's cook. And then you're ready to cook with me. I hope some of you are cooking with me. I've heard a lot of people tell me they listen, but I haven't had people tell me they cook along with me. I know of one person who did because it's one of my sons and it was pretty fun. He invited the whole family over to his apartment for dinner and I was blown away. I went, oh my gosh, this is so fancy and you don't cook. And I'm just amazed. And where did you get the recipe? And he said, well, it's your recipe. I cooked along with you. So that was very cool. But it's the only time that I've actually had anybody say to me directly that they cook along with me. So if you do, I would love to hear it. I'd love to have you tell me so. If you do cook along with me, I would love to have you tell me what you need from me to make it easier to do that. It's taken me a long time to get around to this point where I realized it doesn't really help you to hear the ingredient list at the top of the podcast unless you've already seen it elsewhere so that you could check and make sure you had all the stuff. You can give me that kind of feedback by sending me a note through the Cook Along podcast page, or I have a Cook Along podcast page on Facebook, and you are welcome to go in there and send me a private message or post something under a recipe. I'd just love to hear how you listen. Do you listen in the car? Do you listen while you're cooking? Do you listen on your lunch break? Clue me in. Tell me how I can make it better for you. Look for a new podcast recipe every other Saturday. And a quick bite all the Saturdays in between. And until next time, happy cooking!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.